Hello and welcome to the Emmanuel Croydon podcast. At Emmanuel Croydon, we exist to be a community drawn together by our desire to know and follow Jesus. We long to become disciples of Jesus who are equipped to serve him in the whole of life, transforming families, communities, and workplaces as we love God with heart, mind, soul, and strength. We hope you enjoy this week's talk from the evening service. Thank you for joining us today. Grace and peace to you.
I wonder if you enjoy a roller coaster ride. Who enjoys roller coasters? Nice, a few. I wonder whether you would have still come this evening if I told you that actually I'm going to invite you on a roller coaster ride this evening. Maybe, maybe not. This evening's passage is one of the most famous in Scripture. It's Scripture gold, really, isn't it? We could do an entire sermon series on this passage. And in fact, I would like to say, if you'd like to learn chunks of the Bible, if you like to learn memory verses, why not learn chunks? And this one is a brilliant chunk of Scripture to learn. Why not set yourself that challenge? But here's what we see in this passage. In this passage, we see Jesus showing us what it looks like to live as a Christian. And this passage shows us that the life of a Christian is a bit like a roller coaster journey. Now, I do have to say before I unpack this that this idea is not mine. It belongs to the author Tim Chester. But I love this image, and I think it's a helpful visual for us all as we think about our service here at Emmanuel. So let's talk it through together. If we are Christians, we are in Christ. We follow where Christ goes. How do we know what our journey looks like? Well, tonight's passage shows us the route map that we'll be taking. Verse 6, we're at the top of the roller coaster, being in very nature God, it says about Jesus. Jesus is equal with God. Then in verse 7, he becomes a human. Actually, he becomes a servant. Finally, in verse 8, he heads down to the lowest place, dying, taking in fact the death of a criminal. Just like a roller coaster, he goes down. But then it's up. Verse 9, God exalts him. God lifts Jesus high. Verse 10, every knee bows before him. Verse 11, every tongue confesses that he is Lord. And he ends up at the highest place. And he'll be there forever. Sometimes following Jesus means living in a way that is deeply sacrificial. Sometimes that can feel like we're going down, being a servant, being humble, dying to ourselves. Sometimes, for example, that means giving up your cozy Christmas Day plans to come and help at a Christmas community dinner. Sometimes that means getting up early on a Sunday morning and leaving your warm and cozy bed because you're on the rota to go and teach kids about Jesus. Sometimes that means staying late at church, washing up when your own kitchen is a bit of a tip at home. But here's the thing. The ultimate destination is up. You know how if you're at the back of the roller coaster, you may be at the bottom of the curve, but you can see where the front is and you can see where you're going. This passage shows us that Jesus has already gone ahead of us and he has already won the battle. He is now glorified in heaven. One day he will be glorified on earth as well, and we'll get to share that with him. So as we think together this evening about serving as part of Emmanuel Church, let's keep the roller coaster image in mind. We're on a roller coaster together, my friends, and we're called to go down. There are times, aren't there, when our fellow passengers on the roller coaster are a little bit annoying. There are moments when we want this ride to stop so that we can get off. There are times when we feel nauseous. But we're in it with Jesus, and he is at the top. Our ultimate destination is to belong to his victorious kingdom. And it's a kingdom that's ruled over by one who first came to serve. So as we look at this beautiful passage in Philippians, I'm going to do so under two headings. First of all, we're going to think about what it means to serve from the inside out. And secondly, we're going to be thinking about serving with purpose. So serving from the inside out. This passage teaches us a pattern of life for living well as a follower of Jesus. In order to live well, we live for others. You are here this evening. Sorry, it is evening, isn't it? You are here this evening and I am here this evening so that we can say thank you to you for what you have done. Your roles at Emmanuel Church represent those who put other people first. But you know, Paul says serving others goes from the inside out. What do I mean by that? Well, serving starts in the head and heart, and then it shows in how we live. There are two ways this passage shows how to do that. Firstly, change your mindset. And secondly, hand over control. So firstly, change your mindset. Last week, David helped us to think about what mindset or what attitude we should adopt to grow a healthy fellowship here at Emmanuel. And Paul talks about it again in tonight's reading. So look with me at verses 3-5. These amazing, challenging verses. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset, the same attitude as Christ Jesus. There's an important word at the center of these verses, and it's the word humility. Humility is at the heart of Jesus' mindset. Now, maybe we might think that all of those who serve do so with humility. What is humility? Well, according to these verses, it's valuing others above yourselves. It's putting the interests of others first. That was the mindset of Jesus. But you know, it is possible to serve without humility. It's possible to serve with the wrong mindset. It's possible to serve because it makes us feel better about ourselves. If we find ourselves feeling irritated and hurt sometimes by the people we serve alongside or the people we're serving, then maybe that too shows that we're not serving with humility. Now, serving, living in this way, is costly. It's not always fun-filled, and that's why we're thanking you. There are times when maybe we go home with gritted teeth or clutched steering wheels. It can be sacrificial to put other people first. It is worth saying here that humility doesn't mean that we live out of a state of exhaustion. If you feel that way about the work that you're doing at Emmanuel, maybe it's time to step back and reflect whether that is the right role for you. But humility, this mindset of Jesus, makes these verses deeply challenging. The same mindset as Jesus is the mindset that starts by putting others first. Let's ask God to give us the imagination and the perspective to live well in this way. The second way that we can serve from the inside out is by handing over control to God. Do you like being in control? Yeah, there's some nods. I'm guessing that most of us do. But you know, Jesus, he handed over control when he came to earth. This part is the deep downward plunge of the roller coaster. Paul tells us that Jesus started off in very nature God. In fact, he never lost that. He was in very nature God. He was the same as God. It's astonishing, isn't it, that the God who created the world was willing to come down to earth as a human, that that is what he did. But look at the second part of verse 6. He did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Jesus did not see his deity as something to boost his ego. Instead, he made himself nothing, being made in human likeness. Jesus did not come to earth loudly announcing to everyone, "Here it is, the Son of God's arrived." No, his lordship was instead something that other people recognized in him. Jesus, this verse tells us, had let go of any advantage that the Son of God gave him. You know, if you scan over newspapers or magazines, or if you look at your Saturday weekend newspaper section, you'll regularly see features of people who have made it, the successful ones. But those our world considers as having made it are not on the same roller coaster plunge as we see in these verses. In many ways, in fact, people out there, or people the world considers successful, are living these verses in reverse. For example, successful people are not in very nature God as Jesus was. But nevertheless, they count equality with God something to be grasped at. Think of those headlines, "I'm in charge of my life now. I've learnt to be in control of my destiny." And every time we struggle to submit to God's will or to God's word, we too are actually grasping for equality with God. But verse 6 says Jesus made himself nothing. Am I saying Jesus was out of control? Not at all. It doesn't say Jesus was forced to become nothing, but he made himself nothing. Jesus relinquished the control. He handed it over to his Father. In our world, success looks like making something of ourselves, doesn't it? Verse 7 says that Jesus took the very nature of a servant. Servanthood isn't making something of ourselves. Success looks like climbing that ladder, doesn't it? Success is what we've achieved, what we've got, our possessions. It's not what we've missed out on. But Jesus was born and lived in a backwards town among folk who would never make the headlines like that. He spent his life serving those that weren't noticed by other people. So serving from the inside out means handing over control to this God, the one who took the very nature of a servant. We love to be reminded of what Jesus did for us. We love to sing about our servant King, but trusting God to take control of our own destiny is more challenging, isn't it? So let's pause for a moment as I finish the first part of my sermon. Paul says, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus. How do we find that? I wonder if there's a challenge here. That means we start serving others by spending more time with Jesus. Let's seek in 2026 to be those that start our service at Emmanuel by looking long and often at our servant King. And let's ask the Holy Spirit to keep transforming our thinking so that it becomes more like the humility of Jesus. Secondly, Jesus made himself nothing. Paul shows a picture of a saviour who relinquishes control to his heavenly Father. Are there places we've fallen for a worldly picture of being in control? Are there areas God is asking us to live in greater trust? Are there places we need to hand over our diary to God? Are there places we serve so that we're seen? We're not quite so willing to serve where we're unseen. Let's ask the Lord to continue to help us to hand over control to him as we serve. So the starting place for Christian service is from the inside out. But secondly, and more briefly, let's think about what it means to serve in the year ahead at Emmanuel in our roles with purpose. We can see our serving, firstly, as a place to build fellowship. And secondly, we can see our serving as a place to give glory to God. Verse 5 begins, in your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus. You might have heard it already. We've been saying it quite a lot. We are in the year of fellowship here at Emmanuel, and we've been using the book of Philippians to help us think about this. The focus of these verses here this evening in Philippians 2 is not on how we can thrive as individuals, how we follow Jesus so that it benefits us as individuals, but it's about our lives together. As Christians, you see, we belong to the same family. Jesus took this journey downwards to serve people, but ultimately at the cross to save people. As Christians, we have forgiveness and new life in him through his resurrection. Becoming a Christian changes someone from me to us. Our new life as saved people results in a new identity and membership of a new family. Emmanuel Church, we are family. Start singing a song there. Our relationships enrich the life of our church. Many of us sitting here tonight belong to teams that help our church to operate. But if you aren't yet involved in serving at Emmanuel, we'd love to invite you to come on board. This evening, for example, there is an amazing tech team who would love some help with new members to make this service happen. Showing the slides, making the mics work, recording the sermon. They work hard and we don't notice them until something goes wrong. Or you'll be served coffee and cake after the service. Maybe you already had it on the way in by a refreshment team who often stay late to clear up after we've all gone home. There are way too many examples of teams for me to mention them all, but serving is what makes our church work. But here's the thing. We can talk about serving in practical terms, but we grow deeper in relationship with each other when we put our shoulders to the wheel side by side. We build fellowship. Let's use this year as a place where we go from seeing fellowship as saying hi to each other at coffee to something which builds deep unity between us. If we see each other as family, we will see serving each other and serving alongside each other as a way to show love for each other. Serving isn't about rivalry. It's not about separate groups. It's about putting each other first and finding the joy of Christ-centered community as we do so. Finally, we serve to give God the glory. Let's go to the end of this brilliant Bible passage as we close. The last verses show what makes our fellowship different from friendship, because ultimately it's God himself that we're serving. Look at verse 9. Therefore, because of what he had done, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. We serve to give God the glory. How would you answer the question, why do you serve at our church? Many of us will have heard the story of the man who worked at NASA cleaning the loos. Have you heard it? When he was asked what he did, he replied, "Oh, me? I put people on the moon." He was looking at the bigger picture. Everything we do at Emmanuel, every team, every role is to give God glory. It's to praise God, to honour God, to thank him for what he's done for us. Jesus went through the torment of the cross because he wanted to bring glory to his Father God. And we serve, we sacrifice for our church, for each other, because we too want to bring glory to God. One day these verses tell us every knee will bow and every tongue will say that Jesus is Lord. For us as believers, that will be an amazing day. We long for the Lordship of Christ to come because we already know the joy of belonging to his kingdom. For those that don't know Jesus, this day of confessing Jesus as Lord is a day of judgment. And so, everything we do at Emmanuel, every team, every role, is to help people who don't yet know Jesus to find him. If that's you this evening, please don't leave without coming to speak with John or myself. So let's serve with purpose, my friends. Let's serve to build fellowship, to love each other well as a family, side by side, looking out for each other. Let's serve with purpose to give God all the glory so that others may discover new life in him. I'm going to pray and then I'm going to hand over to John. Lord, we've looked this evening at the roller coaster ride of belonging to you. We want to say thank you for what you did for us, so that as Christians we can be in you. We want to say thank you for modeling servanthood to us. We want to say thank you that you have gone ahead of us. And we can have confidence because of that. And we want to ask you to help us learn what it means to serve in the way you did, with humility, with trust, with outward focus, and with a deep longing for others to know the good news of the gospel for themselves. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the Emmanuel Croydon podcast. For more information about our church and everything we have going on, visit our website, emmanuelcroydon.org.uk. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to see and hear what's going on in the life of our church. God bless you and have a wonderful week.